Married at First Sight. Chapter 4217. Zachary was afraid Serenity wouldn't stay in his office, so he made sure to emphasize that he wasn't busy today. He had adjusted his morning schedule long ago because he needed to accompany Serenity to her prenatal checkup. His secretary knew the president's wife's checkup dates well. Whenever he saw the couple return together, he would discreetly adjust Zachary's schedule. On checkup days, he often avoided booking anything at all. Even if plans were made, Zachary would have them cancelled or rescheduled. To young Master York, his wife's well-being came first. His younger brothers could share the workload, and after years of carrying the weight of the family business, he felt it was time to take a step back. As for the company's top executives, they could wait. Everyone else was swamped, barely finding time for a sip of water, while the company president was more relaxed than ever, all to make room for his wife. Before long, Zachary returned with a cup of warm water. He placed it in front of Serenity, then sat down beside her. He glanced at the book she was reading and soon took it from her hands. "You've been reading for too long. You need a break. Don't strain your eyes," he said. Serenity watched him put the book aside and protested, "I haven't been reading that long. I'm not tired at all." Zachary smirked. "Then look at me. I'm a year older now. Do I look older? Am I still as handsome?" Serenity burst into laughter. She playfully smacked him and said, "You always make me laugh so hard my stomach hurts. You're a year older, and so am I. It's not like I'm immortal," she teased. "We're in this together. When you celebrate the new year, so do I. In my eyes, my husband is always the most handsome man in the world. No one compares to you." She grinned, reached out to pinch his cheek, and then leaned in to give him a quick kiss. Zachary, unsatisfied with just a peck, coaxed her into kissing his lips too. Since they were alone in the office, Serenity wasn't shy. She kissed him as he wished, but when she tried to pull away, he wrapped his arms around her and deepened the kiss. Afterward, Zachary placed his hand on her belly, gently patting it. With a low, hoarse voice, he murmured, "Little one, when you finally come out, I'm going to spank your little butt." He had been abstaining for months because of the pregnancy, and he blamed their baby for it. Serenity chuckled. "What does this have to do with him? This is your fault. If it weren't for you, he wouldn't be here." She pinched his face again. She used to think his facial muscles were firm, but lately, they felt softer. Maybe he had gained some weight. Studying him closely, she confirmed that Zachary had put on a little weight. "Haha, you've gained weight from drinking all that tonic soup meant for me," she teased. Zachary suddenly looked concerned. "Saren, do I really look older? You were just staring at me like you were inspecting something." Serenity laughed. "No, my husband still looks young. I just noticed your face is a bit softer. You've put on a little weight." Zachary let out a dramatic sigh. "It's over. I've turned into a fat man." Serenity rolled her eyes. "You've only gained a few pounds, not enough to act like it's the end of the world." Zachary groaned. "I'll have to hit the gym more often." "You haven't been going much lately," Serenity pointed out. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4218. Chapter 4218. Ever since she became pregnant, Zachary had spent most of his free time with her, cutting down on workouts. It was only natural he gained a little weight. Did he think he could eat endlessly and not gain a pound? The only reason he had always maintained a model-like physique was because he worked out religiously. Ouch! Serenity suddenly cried out in pain. Zachary panicked, nearly jumping out of his seat. "Is your stomach hurting? Are you going into labor? We need to get to the hospital." He was ready to scoop her up when she grabbed his hand. "Zachary, don't panic. It's not time yet. How could I be in labor this soon? The baby just kicked me again. He's kicking harder these days. As her pregnancy progressed, the baby had grown stronger. Sometimes, his kicks hurt. Zachary exhaled, relieved. He had overreacted again. This was his first time becoming a father, and he had no experience. In the pregnancy group he had secretly joined, he had read stories of women giving birth prematurely, some as early as 7 or 8 months. The thought terrified him. There was a mom in the group who gave birth at 29 weeks just 2 days ago. The baby had to be put in an incubator, Zachary confessed. Saren, I keep having this dream where you suddenly go into labor. I rush to get you to the hospital, but I forget the car keys. I run back inside to find them, but I can't remember where I put them. Then I try to call my family for help, but I can't even remember their numbers. I wake up sweating every time. Hearing this, Serenity didn't find it funny, she was touched. She pulled him back down beside her and spoke softly. Don't stress so much. I've been going to all my checkups, and the doctor says everything is normal. I won't have a premature birth for no reason. The woman in your group probably had complications. Some women have babies too close together. If she had a C-section with her first baby and got pregnant again too soon, her body wouldn't have had time to recover. That might have caused the early labor. Not every pregnant woman goes through that. My health is good, and this is my first baby. There's no reason to expect anything to go wrong. Stop overthinking it and scaring yourself. Serenity leaned into him, wrapped her arms around him, and whispered, "Husband, everything will be fine. I keep telling myself not to worry, but I just can't help it," Zachary admitted. He pulled her into his embrace, feeling helpless. He loved her too much. From the moment he learned she was pregnant, he had been both overjoyed and anxious. Now, he finally understood why Clive had considered not having kids when he saw how much his wife, Alice, suffered through morning sickness. There were moments when Zachary himself wondered if it was all worth it watching Serenity endure so much, feeling powerless to help. But now, with just 2 months left until the baby's arrival, it was too late for regrets. He could only continue to worry and do his best to prepare for fatherhood.